Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, we're able to be together again. If you're a new listener, we welcome you, and we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. The message I began yesterday, I've entitled, Where Would You Go? And we were looking at a passage of Scripture found in the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter. Jesus had been doing some very difficult teaching, and it's rather heartbreaking to read in that 6th chapter, verse 66, that many of His disciples, these weren't just casual passers-by, but many of His disciples turned away, and they said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? And so Jesus turns to His disciples and He says, will you also go away? And of course, Peter responds by boldly and wonderfully proclaiming, where can we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life. And I believe God is asking that of His people today. Will you also go away? Will you count the cost too difficult to serve me, to follow me? Beloved, we're living in very difficult times. We have been blessed in this nation because there really has not been a great price in serving Jesus. We have not had the experience that brothers and sisters of the faith for generations have experienced in laying down their lives for the cause of Christ because of persecution. There have been martyrs in every generation out of love for Jesus Christ. But we have been blessed in this nation. I believe God is causing us to examine our hearts and to reassess, to relook at the very words of Jesus. We have been so casual in our relationship with the Lord. And when I speak to you, I'm speaking to myself because I'm asking God, and He is doing a much deeper work in my heart and spirit because of the times in which we are living. Where can we go, beloved? There's such need all around us. Our families, friends, our nation is in need. The church is in need. We've been so infiltrated by the mentality of the world that we have used what, of course, we've felt our motivation was good, but how much are we truly led by the Spirit? There's got to be some key. There's got to be some program, something to bring people into the church. Beloved, I don't care what you use to get people into the church. The only thing you're going to use to get them to say, if they have a true born-again experience and love for Jesus, that's the only thing, the convicting power of the Holy Spirit that will persuade and convince and convict them that Jesus truly is the only way, the truth, and the life. So we have to examine our relationship to the Lord. Are we a friend of Jesus or we are a foe? Are we for Him or are we against Him? Jesus was teaching the multitudes about the true bread of God, and I'm going to take the time to share this passage of Scripture, even though it may be familiar to you. And this is the 6th chapter of John, verses 32 through 66. I may not read all of them, but I want you to hear what Jesus was saying. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. In verse 34, they said, oh, Lord, evermore, give us this bread. They had just, you know, had seen the multiplication of the fishes and loaves, and they were more than happy to have their stomachs filled. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up on the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. There's much that could be said about this, and I can't take a lot of time, but notice there is a confidence and a faith and a trust that we can have in the Lord, because Jesus said, everyone who the Father has given me, that will I raise up at the last day. I'm not going to lose any soul that comes to me. And he says, this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that seeth the Son. The reason those who were present, some of them turned away, is that they were totally carnal in their thinking. It says the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he receive them. He can't discern them, for they are spiritually discerned. And he was speaking about having spiritual senses, our inner man, attuned to hear the words of truth. And I just want to share something. This is something that I've always felt was so important. And this, I'm taking a little detour, a little bunny trail, on the subject of prayer. Paul exhorts Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for those that are in authority, that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. So here we have God's will. God the Father sent Jesus because he wants all men to be saved. Is that going to happen? Unfortunately, as we read the word, we know that it will not happen. There are many who choose that broad way that leads to destruction. Narrow is the way, and few there be that find it, Jesus said. Why? Because and it says in that first verse, that we should pray for all men to be saved. Will that happen? No, but we are praying that God will allow the convicting work of the Holy Spirit to try to reach each and every human heart. When anyone stands before God, they are going to be reminded, if they are unsaved and rebelled and refused Jesus, they're going to be reminded of the opportunities God gave them. And that's why it's important that we pray. But God alone knows. It's only in the Father's knowledge, in his omniscience, he knows those who will surrender, who will respond to his love, and will come to him. And that's why Jesus could say, the Father's given me, those that have responded to the Holy Spirit, I have not lost one. Praise God. So you can rejoice in that. Because if we have set out to follow the Lord, nothing is going to take us out of the hand of Jesus. And so, of course, then at this point in what I'm sharing in John the 6th chapter, they murmured at Jesus because he said, I'm the bread which came down from heaven. And then they said, isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? And Jesus said, don't murmur among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. Again, that's the working, co-working of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit working to draw them to conviction. I will raise, he's just repeating himself. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Again, that reference to the spiritual senses. If they who have ears to hear, Jesus said, he that had ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. And if we will hear with spiritual ears, we will come to him. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he has seen the Father. He goes on to say, I'm the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna, but I'm the bread which came down from heaven. I am the living bread, verse 51, which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And this is the part that did it for them. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And of course, they really stumbled on that. Is he talking cannibalism? What? Jesus say, and he didn't back down. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. For my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed." And he's emphasizing, of course, he's not speaking literally, physically. He's speaking of a spiritual mystery, that becoming one with Jesus, where the Spirit of God comes and dwells in our physical body, the temple of the Holy Ghost. "As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your father," you know, he was talking to traditional Jews, right? Orthodox Jews, "not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever." And of course, they were offended. And he, in verse 63, he says, "It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." That's why those who were carnal, they couldn't hear. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. And so he said, "Therefore I said unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father." And then because of that, they just turned away. And then Jesus turned to his very own beloved disciples and he said, "Will you also go away?" Beloved, is there anything in your own life, something that could happen? I have known of Christians that have loved God fervently, but tragedy occurred in their life and as a result, they turned away from the Lord. Where will you go, beloved? Jesus asks for complete and utter surrender, and he's speaking a hard message to his church today. Will we receive it, or will we turn away like the disciples in that crowd did? Something to think about, something to bring before the Lord and ask God to search our hearts. Amen. Your heart, my heart. In the moments that remain, because my time has flown by, I want to make available the little booklet we put together, Devotional Meditations for the Believer, a 38-39-page little booklet of just a few of the assorted prophecies the Lord has given me over the years. It's yours just for the asking. The announcer will give our contact information. Also, I encourage you, if you have prayer needs, beloved, there may be some things you just can't share with anybody. Know that I will personally pray for you. There's not a letter that comes in, has nothing to do with whether or not you send an offering. Everyone is precious before the Lord. It's my sacred trust and honor to pray for you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,